discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, absolutely delighted and privileged to be with you today. I so enjoy spending this time with you Monday through Friday, right here on Catholic Radio, brought to you by EWTN and so many good affiliates out there. We certainly do invite you to join us every day, Monday through Friday, so that we can have holy conversation together. I am always interested in what our Lord is doing in your life, and oftentimes when you tell us about what's going on in your world, you're touching the heart of someone else who certainly needs to hear what it is that you have to say. So I always invite you to give us a call right here at Women of Grace Live, and let me give you the number. It's toll-free for you right here in North America. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I also invite you to use our social media opportunities, too. Just get out there to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. You can use the chat feature there, and you can put your question, comment, insight, inspiration, word of encouragement right there in the chat feature. Jeff Burson goes out and gathers all those together, and he puts them up here on the board for me so we can address them. So please use the chat feature at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page if you want to use social media to reach us today. Ryan Penny on the phone. Phones for you, 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-EWTN. And you can text us. Yes, you can. Text EWTN to 55000. Text EWTN to 55000. So much going on in my world. Those of you that are out there in social media land and can actually see us, you'll see that I'm not in studio at EWTN. I'm not in the studio at the home in Alabama. I'm in the studio at, in the home at in Florida, and I'm back here for a few days taking care of some business here that needs to be handled. And I certainly do appreciate your prayers for us and for all of the things that go on. We're always eager to pray for you, too. So you know that you can call us for prayer at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Lots of good things coming up. So I always invite you to get out there to our website, womenofgrace.com. Get out there to womenofgrace.com. And about halfway down on the homepage, left-hand side, you're going to see our events section. And it tells you where we're going to be and when we're going to be there. And we certainly do want for you to take advantage of all of the good opportunities that are coming your way this summer. And it's beginning. It's beginning next week. It certainly is. We are going to be on June 20th, which happens to be Thursday of next week, 1 week from today, at Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Lafayette, Louisiana. Did you know that Lafayette, Louisiana is called the happiest city in the United States? It is. I've never met anybody there that's sad. Everybody in Lafayette is happy. And I think I understand why. It's because the faith is so strong there. And when you are very, very rooted in your faith, well, you know, the ineffable sign of the Holy Spirit, according to one philosopher from the last century, is joy. And so joy just wells up when you're close to the Lord. And we're going to be close to the Lord and close to you at Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church there in Lafayette, Louisiana, beginning June 20th with our Benedicta Leadership Enrichment Seminar being presented by Kathleen Beckman. And it's a marvelous, marvelous topic that she's going to be presenting on. It is Women, God's Weapon Against Evil. And I'll tell you, I have heard this presentation, and so did women last year at Malvern, and they were enthralled, they were enlightened, they were encouraged, they were empowered. All of those EN words. They were all of it, every bit of it. And Kathleen has material she's going to be presenting. And you know, the Holy Spirit always works in such a way that everything becomes tailored to the women that are sitting in front of us. So I know God has a word for you. He certainly does. He certainly wants for you to understand who you are as his daughter, how it is that he wants to work in you and through you. And he wants you to know just how mighty the Holy Spirit and our Blessed Lady can be in your life when you invoke their help, their assistance, when you present your supplications to them. And Kathleen's going to be pointing out to us some of the strategies and some of the tactics of the evil one. And we're going to be hearing about some of that today because, Kathleen is with us. She's in the studio in Birmingham. I am not, as you know. But nonetheless, she's with us today. We're going to be talking about that and so much more right here on Women of Grace Live. So we do invite you to get out to that website at womenofgrace.com. Look at our events section there. Look at the Benedicta Leadership Enrichment Seminar that's going to happen on June 20th. Begins then at 9 a.m., runs through that day into the early evening, and then we reconvene on Friday, and we go into about maybe 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then the retreat itself begins that night on June the 21st, Friday evening, and it's going to be beautiful. It's called Embracing the Holy Duet, Mary and the Holy Spirit. Yep. And we're going to be talking about the power that we have in and through Our Lady's intercession for us. And of course, through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Kathleen Beckman is staying on. She's going to be with us for the retreat. Father Chris Decker is going to be with us. Yours truly will be there. Thomas K. Sullivan will be there. And my husband, Jack Williams, will be there. We're hoping you're going to be there too. It is not too late to register. You can do it right there online at womenofgrace.com. Schedules are printed there. Times are printed there. Topics for each of the talks is available to you there as well. So we're hoping that you're going to check it out. And if the Holy Spirit's prompting you, you know, you just want to go with it. You just want to go with it. You just want to know what God has in mind for you. So get under the spot where the glory pours out and join us there in the happiest city in the United States of America, in Lafayette, Louisiana, beginning on June 20th. You can come to the Benedicta Leadership Enrichment Seminar and not the retreat. You can come to the retreat and not the Benedicta, or you can come to both. And of course, we would love to have you at both. So check it out at our website at the events section, womenofgrace.com. So I mentioned to you that we have Kathleen Beckman with us, and I want to tell you, Kathleen's a friend. I've known Kathleen for many, many years. She's always been a blessing in my life. She blesses so many. She is a woman of great spiritual depth. She is a woman who opens her heart in such a way that the receptivity just is near overwhelming with what it is that God is doing in her and through her. And we have the happy opportunity not only to be with her today, but then again, of course, to be with her in Lafayette, Louisiana next week. So Kathleen, welcome to Women of Grace Live today.
Oh, Johnette, thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here with you.
Well,
it's a real gift.
Well, you know, it's a beautiful thing when God develops spiritual friendships, you know, because they're lasting and they're deep. And we experience the joy of the Lord in the midst of them. And he's given us that. And I am so grateful for all that you do. I want you to, you know, before we go to the break, we're going to go into a break here in just a minute or
sure.
so. But I wanted for you, we'll talk about the retreat when we come back and the Benedicta Leadership Enrichment Seminar that you're going to be presenting. But I want you to tell everybody just a little bit about what it is that you do and the foundation that you've begun for priests. Oh, we're not going to have enough time. We're going to have to hold that question. That gives you time to think about it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And friends, it also gives you time to join us right here live on Women of Grace Live today. Let me give you that number again. It's 833-288-EWTN. It's toll free for you right here in North America. 833-288-3986. Looking forward to your question, comment, insight, inspiration, word of encouragement as we come back from our break. Also want to let you know we're available to you out there in social media land, EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and EWTN's Facebook page are carrying the program right now. You can use the chat feature to get in touch with us. We're going to be right back inviting you to stay right here. Stay with us.
Encouraging women in their gift of authentic femininity. Here's more Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, and I'm delighted to be with you today. We love spending this time with you, and I love inviting you to give us a call here. Let me give you the number. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live as we make our way through the program with our guest today, Kathleen Beckman. We're so happy Kathleen is with us. She is a woman, as I was telling you about earlier, that is involved in many, many apostolic works within the life of the church. She brings the fullness of I think, the Holy Spirit with her wherever she goes, and I'm delighted she's with us. And I did ask her a question prior to our break, and I was asking her to share with us a little bit about the work that she does in the spiritual motherhood sense for priests and the foundation that she started. We're in partnership, Women of Grace is, with Kathleen in this endeavor, and we're so grateful to have the opportunity to pray for our priests and to lift them up before the throne of God, and to make their needs known to God as we receive them, but also to be about the process of helping more vocations to come into the church. So Kathleen, tell us a little bit about everything, and welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you so much. Like I said, I'm delighted to be here with you, and I'm so grateful for the partnership that we have formed between the Foundation of Prayer for Priests and the Women of Grace, that sacred sisterhood, which is really involved with this, really what the foundation is about is building up the body of Christ, and building up the body of Christ, especially through intercessory prayer, the offering of sacrifices, Eucharistic adoration for the sanctification of priests. So it's a very timely apostolate. We began it in 2013 at the encouragement and invitation of the Congregation for the Clergy, the Vatican, and we're really magnifying their initiative, which was for the sanctification of priests through spiritual maternity and also spiritual fatherhood. So it's really an invitation for women and men to embrace this call. There's so much depth to the call of spiritual motherhood and spiritual fatherhood, and it goes deeper than just, you know, saying a quick prayer. It really is taking on the burdens of the priesthood, if you will, developing a heart like Mary's to be able to, as it were, respond to the needs of the priesthood by the offering of sacrifices, like I said, the offering of suffering, reparation, and especially through the Eucharistic Holy Hour and the Holy Rosary.
Yeah, it's a beautiful apostolic work. And, you know, one of the ways I think that we kind of know the movement of God in our day and time and the working of the Holy Spirit is by what we see happening within the body of Christ, the mystical body of Christ, and the apostolates that are growing up that really are highlighting the call and the gift of spiritual maternity and spiritual paternity as well. Gives us, I think, a really good indication that this is a very great need for the whole of the mystical body of Christ, our priests included in that, and maybe even in a special way. But the fact of the matter is, we get a sense of the fact that God is raising up these charisms now, raising up these groups, because it's so necessary for our day and time. And so, you know, I'm just so grateful for what you do. And there's many works out there that are also involved in this same endeavor. We at Women of Grace, in a slightly different and yet akin way, to your work, Kathleen.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's like you said, it was very prophetic, this call that came from the heart of the church. I was just reading, and I'm hoping that many of your listeners have read Bishop Barron's newest book, A Letter to the Suffering Church. And in his last chapter, he talks about the way forward. And those are precisely the words that the Vatican used in 2007, saying that the church, the cardinals, the bishops, the pope are looking for a way forward. And that the way forward that they see is the interior renewal of the priesthood. And tying that back to Bishop Barron's chapter in that book, Letter to a Suffering Church, he said that the way forward is for apostolates of the laity to raise up like this. You know, and so these have become movements. And the Foundation of Prayer for Priests is now a movement across 13 nations and, you know, thousands of people taking seriously this call to intercessory prayer, which is a beautiful vocation, and there's a lot of depth to learn. So we'll be sharing a little bit about that at the Benedicta seminar next week as well.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's, and I think that this is very important for all of us to hear, friends, because the fact of the matter is, as you hear us say so very frequently here on Women of Grace Live, God's given us life at this moment in the history of man for a reason. There's a purpose for our existence. And when we see the movement of the Holy Spirit, we know that in some way he wants to incorporate us into that work. And so does our Blessed Lady. And I guess it was just earlier in the week, Kathleen, when I was sharing with our listeners, you know, that beautiful word that was given to us by Father John Harden of happy memory. And he was talking about the Holy Spirit releasing his gifts upon his church today, and especially upon the women. And he talked about the fact that God was calling us to do for the beleaguered church in our day. Now, remember, he's been gone, you know, a few years now, and he probably wrote this many years ago, that we as women are being called to do for the beleaguered church in our day what our Blessed Mother did for the nascent church in her day. And what did she do? She spiritually mothered that church. She was the way in which the dynamic of the Holy Spirit flowed so that these men and the church itself could rise up and be what God was calling both the men and the church to be. So and he said this too, he said that, and Mary wants to basically involve us in her role of mother of the church. So, this we see this now. We see it happening.
Absolutely. And, I am so excited about the Benedicta Leadership next week, and I really want to encourage listeners to say yes to this, to make a sacrifice. I know it is a sacrifice. Every time we take time and we pay for these retreats or seminars or conferences, but the investment is so worth it because God will, bless you in ways that are you can't even imagine through these retreats. It really is. He'll give you a word and a mission, and he'll call forth a quickening of your heart, and he just is. He heals during these conferences. And so, when we talk next week, Johnette, about the Holy Duet, I'm so excited to, be discussing the Holy Duet, Mary and the Holy Spirit, and that whole dynamism that, takes place, this echoing, if you will, of the great book, The Sanctifier, by Archbishop Martinez.
Oh, yes.
That great book, and going deeper on the power of the Holy Spirit. And so I think that when we come together as women at these retreats and seminars, the Holy Spirit is so active. You talk about it's dynamic. And everybody just goes there and it gets really empowered, if you will. And a lot of healing happens. I'll be talking about how holiness heals. And so we'll be talking about the virtues and how the Holy Spirit gives us the gifts that we need for this, our time and place.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And also, I'd like for everybody to know that Kathleen is on the deliverance team for the Diocese of Orange, appointed by the bishop for that. And so when we go into this particular Benedicta Leadership Enrichment Seminar, the topic of which is women, God's weapon against evil, she's going to be sharing with us ways in which, we can really use all of the gifts of the church, all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, all of the sacramentals in effective ways to help to protect our families, to help to protect, our communities, to really be empowered to, if you will, overcome, be those overcomers in Christ Jesus, more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, as St. Paul puts it. So that's also a piece of this enrichment seminar that I think is so useful and so needed for today.
Yes, it's going to be a time where I can really share in so much detail what we see at the major rites of exorcism or in deliverance ministry, and how to put on the armor of God, under that mantle of Our Lady of Victory. We know that she is always victorious. And in sharing some of the cases that I'll be sharing, you will really be able to see concrete examples of cases where Our Lady smites the head of the serpent as nobody else can.
Absolutely.
In the name of Jesus. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. She has such a dainty little heel,
yeah.
But it's such a powerful heel. And I remember Louis de Montfort, of course, in True Devotion tells us that we are the heel of Mary, right?
Yes.
So we're called to lift up our heel and smite those serpents. And I often like to say, I want to be a serpent smiter. We've been called to be serpent smiters. And
that's
we're going
right.
to find out how that can be and what we can do about it. We have Jackie with us, Kathleen. She's in Lafayette, Louisiana. She's listening to us via Christ Our King Radio there, and she's got a question about the seminar. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You're so welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today, and I'm so excited to hear that y'all will be in Lafayette so soon. While I was listening, I think you probably started answering part of my question, but I'll go ahead and ask it anyway, and maybe you can expand some.
Sure.
I'm a mom here in Lafayette with three daughters that range in age from 28 to 16, and I'm very excited that you'll be here. I'm trying to figure out which seminars are for who. How would I decide which of the two seminars that I might go to, which ones might be good choices for my daughters? I just wanted a little guidance on that, knowing, you know, what to pick for who.
Sure. Well, Jackie, let me just tell you that we, on Saturday, which is June 22nd, the Young Women of Grace is going to be taking place there. So there's a retreat for young women that will be going on Saturday. So obviously, I think that your daughters would fit very neatly into that division there. But they can also benefit by what will be shared with the women through the Embracing the Holy Duet. So that's up to you. Now, you can come to both the Benedicta and you can come to the retreat. So you can do both, or you can do one or the other. And I would suppose, Kathleen, that the best way for Jackie to make a selection would be to obviously pray about it, but also to just see which of those topics she feels that the Holy Spirit would have her learn more about.
Yes, I think that's a great suggestion. You know, the title of the Benedicta Enrichment Seminar is taken from St. Edith Stein, woman is God's what is it?
Weapon
thank you so much, weapon against evil. And so I'm going to be developing that throughout many talks during that seminar. And then the retreat, the Holy Duet, I think will focus a lot on, we will be discussing spiritual warfare. I mean, the first topic is smiting the head of the serpent and how Mary does that. But there'll be a lot about the Holy Spirit and Our Lady at that retreat. So I encourage you to take both, not either and.
I agree.
I think both would be fantastic because they'll really dovetail together.
Yeah, it'll be a beautiful combination. Does that help you, Jackie?
Good. Thank you. Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Good. Well, we look forward to seeing you. And when you do come, be sure to come up to both Kathleen and myself so we can each give you a great big hug.
Yes, that would be
like
great.
We will. I'm looking forward to that. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jackie. God bless you. Bye-bye. Yeah, it is true. One of the charisms of the Holy Spirit we were talking about earlier, actually fruit of the Holy Spirit, is joy. And there's joy in abundance, no matter what the topic is, at these Women of Grace retreats. So we invite you to come, friends, and to join us there. 833-288-EWTN. That's the way that you can join us live on our program today. It's toll-free for you right here in North America. 833-288-EWTN. That's 3986 at the end of that. We invite you to pick up the phone. Ryan Penny is waiting to hear from you. And, of course, we want to hear from you, too. We have Jim. He's with us in Wooster, Ohio. He is listening to us via the EWTN app, and he's a first-time caller, so I ring my little bell. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm calling because I want my grandsons protected, and I want my son and his wife reconciled.
Okay.
And I have you on speaker. My wife, Cindy, is here with me also.
Oh, hi, Cindy.
Hi.
And I'm going to try and keep this as short as I can. But my son and his wife have been married for 8 years. They have three children that are 6, 4, and 1, mm-hmm. and they are all deaf. And they have been living with us, had been living with us for about 6 or 7 years. Mm-hmm. And my son is bipolar, and they wanted to have their third child, so they decided that he needed to go off of the medicine, and he went off of his medicine. And they did have their third child, but he never went back on it. And his behavior was horrible. And he was emotionally abusive to his wife, not physically, but emotionally. And there's no getting around that. That's just a fact. He was horrible. And his wife, she was Amish. She left the Amish community a year before she met my son. After they were married, she took the RCIA classes and became a Catholic. So last Labor Day weekend, she came over. We all lived in, we have a farm, and it's a big house. And she came over, and she told me that, and his mother, that he was going to commit suicide. So I called the crisis hotline. Police came, and they took him to a psychiatric facility. And he was there for 4 or 5 days without an interpreter. So then he came home, and he did not go back on his meds because his wife's Amish family started to intercede and told him that he didn't need medicine, that he only needs God and nothing else. And so he didn't go on that medicine, and things did not get better. And my daughter-in-law took the kids and went into a woman's shelter, and this was back in September. She went over to her parents' house for a while, then she went to her sister's, and it didn't work out for her there, so she went to the women's shelter. And my son, since then, has seen a psychiatrist. He sees a counselor regularly. He takes his medicine. And he is greatly improved.
Good.
But a lot of damage has been done.
Yes.
And my daughter-in-law will only let him see the kids maybe once a week or maybe twice a week. And it's only under supervision from her family. And my wife and I only get to see him about an hour and a half once a month at a Burger King restaurant. We can't even see him... They can't come to our home or anything like that.
Well, Jim, you might hear that music there, and it means that we're going to a break. So I'm going to ask you to hold on, and Kathleen and I will talk with you about this when we come back on the other side of the break. And I'll tell you one thing, I'm going to be praying for you throughout this break. We're going to be right back, friends, right here on Women of Grace Live. 833-288-EWTN is the way you can join us right here on our program today. It's toll-free for you in North America. We're going to be right back, inviting you to stay with us.
Encouraging women in their gift of authentic femininity. Here's more Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Well, welcome back, friends. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. We've got a guest with us today, Kathleen Beckman. I'm so pleased to have her with us. We're talking about all kinds of things, and we're putting an emphasis, a highlight, if you will, on our upcoming Women of Grace retreat that's going to be held at Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Lafayette, Louisiana. And Kathleen is going to be presenting our Benedicta Leadership Enrichment Seminar on Thursday and Friday, June 20th and 21st, which is a week from today and a week from tomorrow. And the theme of that is Women, God's Weapon Against Evil. And we're going to be really discovering what it is about the feminine genius, what it is about woman in particular, that makes her especially well equipped to fight against the powers and principalities, the rulers of this present darkness. And she will be sharing with us about how it is that the evil one tries to trip us up, but all of the strategies and tactics that he likes to use are pretty well recorded in sacred scripture and other places. And we'll be talking about those. And Kathleen will be highlighting those for us and teaching us, really, how to employ them as we seek to bring the abundant life of our Lord Jesus Christ to others, and as we seek to grow in that abundant life ourselves. So it's going to be a fabulous seminar. Really, really eager for you to join us. Information's available for you at womenofgrace.com. You can sign up right there. The retreat begins on Friday with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, and the Bishop of Lafayette, Louisiana will be celebrating the Mass, and Father Russo, as well as Father Decker, will be con-celebrating. The theme for the retreat is embracing the Holy Duet, Mary and the Holy Spirit. And we're going to be learning all about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, how we can operate in those gifts and let those gifts operate in us. It's going to be a marvelous time, and we're really looking forward to having you with us there. So get out there to womenofgrace.com and take a peek at all that's going to be happening there. Go down halfway down the homepage to the event section. Click on it. It's a hyperlink. It's going to open up for you, and you'll be able to see what the talks are and when the talks are going to be given. All of those kinds of good things are going to be available for you there. But Kathleen, when we went to the break, we were talking with our caller, and he was sharing such a difficult story, and you could just hear this father's heart breaking as he spoke about the situation with his son who is bipolar, and it's caused this disruption in his marriage, and it's really what would I say, very, very complicated by other tenuous circumstances that are happening at the same time. So what do you say to Jim?
Well, first of all, you know, I want to encourage you, Jim. First, thank you, actually, because you had the courage to call in, and encourage you to continue to be the intercessor that you are. That I want to encourage you to be well grounded in the spiritual authority that you have in praying for your son. You're a powerful intercessor for him and for your grandchildren. That authority is very powerful against the spiritual warfare that's involved in this, and also praying that he always have the correct medical, mental health professionals helping him in regards to some of the you know, the aches and heartaches of regarding the children. I would say that, you know, try to pray for the mother. I'm sure that you are, especially the rosary, for a spirit of wisdom, so that she will be able to discern, you know, the right way of God's will regarding visitations. I want to encourage you that many family stories, as tragic as yours, are coming forth in this hour, and that when you stand for your family, you are really standing for all families. Mm-hmm. We tend to get focused on our family because that's where the ache and the pain is, but really there are so many other families that are going through similar situations as you're going, and so we stand together in solidarity to stand together for the family. And so I want to just remind you that there is power in prayer. There's power in persevering, to have the courage not to get weary, to continue to intercede for the whole family situation, and begin to thank God for the miracles of grace that he will do in and through this trial. You all are at the cross right now, but the cross isn't the end of the story. Yours will be the victory, and you will be a amazed. God will bless your efforts and bring forth a resurrection. So begin to thank him for that, and you'll begin to feel lightened in this load that you're carrying.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful advice and counsel, Kathleen. And I want to tell you, Jim, I was praying exactly that as we were on the break. I was praying that you would be given wisdom, that you would be given knowledge. These are gifts of the Holy Spirit that we receive at baptism and that are strengthened in us at confirmation. And, you know, Kathleen, it's so important, as you say, that Jim walk in that authority.
Yes.
Because when we walk in that authority, we're really walking in the authority that God gives to us by way of the merits of the cross of his son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And Jim, you know, I want to just share this personally. My late husband died of a glioblastoma multiforme 4, which is the worst kind of brain tumor, cancerous, that you can possibly have. It was a fatal diagnosis. And I just want to share with you that, you know, as that tumor was growing in his brain, there was a lot of situations and circumstances that arose that were outside of the normal pattern of our life together. And some of them were very difficult and, I must say, painful. I was sharing with someone about this, and a health professional, and the health professional said to me, you know, Johnette, when those things happen, it's the tumor talking. It's mm-hmm. the tumor talking. And that was so helpful for me, Jim, because I could take the comments, I could take the sometimes the irrational behavior and the other manifestations that I was seeing, and I could attribute them to the disease. Your son's bipolar condition, though certainly not what my husband Anthony had, but your son's bipolar condition is like that. Oftentimes, you know, the behavior is congruent with the mental illness that he has, as opposed to a volitional act on his part. He's not seeking to do those things. If there was a way for you to be able to share that information with your daughter-in-law, it might be easier for her to begin the path of forgiveness. because what she needs to do ultimately is to forgive her husband for the emotional abuse that she endured, difficult as that is, to forgive him for that, realizing that he didn't really necessarily choose this. It was something that came from the mental illness itself. And that forgiveness will bring great healing. And if there's anything that you and Cindy need to extend towards your son in that way, I would really encourage you to do that. Even towards this situation that's going on with your daughter-in-law's family and the difficulty. Kathleen's right. You know, begin to praise and thank God already for the good that he's going to work out of this. And our vision changes in praying like that. And we see things differently. We see it more through the omniscient gaze of God as opposed to our myopic vision. So I hope that helps you, Jim.
It does. And we've my daughter-in-law does understand that about bipolar.
Right.
This is an issue that just happens.
Right.
Always. And we've had it that it's a sickness like diabetes. You have to take insulin. You have to take diabetes.
Right.
That if you're bipolar, but she's not talking. And she's, forgive me for using the word, but she's brainwashed by the Amish because they just don't buy any of it. And we can't run in and physically take her.
Right.
And we don't. He has the legal right to take his kids because they're not legally separated or anything. So he has the same rights that she does.
Yeah. And I understand, Jim, and these are the difficult, almost what you would want to say. I mean, these are some of the chains that bind the situation. But God can break those chains. There's that old charismatic song, Kathleen, you break every chain, break every chain. And it's a rousing song. And it can be a song that's prayed. And I do understand how it is that she can be in a certain way tremendously influenced by what she hears going on around her. So what we can do for you, Jim, is to pray for you, to pray for your son, to pray for your wife, to pray for your daughter-in-law, and obviously to pray for your grandchildren. And we promise to do that. And I want to encourage all of you out there that are listening today to lift this family up where they're in the thick of things right now. And that can be a lonely place and a difficult place to be and to see clearly. So pray for them, pray for wisdom, pray for knowledge, pray for relief, that there is a ray of light that comes into this that shows them that God is about a great work here. Thank you, Jim. You got prayers coming, that I can say. And so we have Taryn out there on YouTube, Kathleen, and she says, for those of us who can't be at the conference, are there books we can read that will help with awareness of women standing in the fight against evil?
Well, there's several books that you've written. I would really recommend your Rosary book.
Yes.
That is fantastic. I think that covers that topic. And then together we co-authored or contributed to When Women Pray.
Beautiful.
And there's a lot in that book. So I think there are many resources between Johnette and I that are available. And so I would recommend those. I do believe the talks are recorded, Johnette. Are they recorded for people outside of the seminar or not? I'm not sure.
Yes, they are. So they will be available. Usually it takes a couple of weeks after the event, but they will be available. So you can order those, Taryn, after the conference is over, and we can get a set of those CDs to you, and you can listen to them that way. And also, we save these, we archive them, all of our retreat talks, in our Women of Grace exclusive opportunity that's out there on our website. So you can become a subscriber to Women of Grace exclusive. It helps to support our mission to transform the world one woman at a time. But all of our retreat conferences are there for you to listen to. So there's quite a bit that's very helpful. Kathleen, you mentioned you're going to be working out of Archbishop Martinez's book, The Sanctifier.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And we want to recommend another book that's recently written by Dr. Carrie Gress, Anti-Mary Exposed. I think that really sums up where we are as women at this moment in the history of man. So I think that those
Absolutely.
Are some good ones for Taryn.
Yeah. Yes.
All righty. Well, let's see who else is with us. We have got Janet with us. She's from Buffalo, New York today. Station of the Cross is the way she's joined us. Good morning, Janet. How are you?
Good morning, Janet. My heart is breaking for that couple. I lived it.
Ah, okay.
Mm. And through God's mercy, the Holy Spirit totally prompted me and got this call through miraculously. So it must be God's desire and will that they hear God's power is greater than any evil works. He can overcome anything. My daughter and her husband split with two young children. I didn't talk to her for 3 months. And with my face to the floor 3 times a day, praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet and the Rosary, my whole family just prayed. And it was only my husband and I who said, we will not accept you leaving your husband. We won't accept this break. And so we lost her and the kids for 3 months. But at the end of 3 months, she called me in tears. I want my family back.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did they heal beautifully, and it still took time. She became the prayer warrior after they got back together. And Divine Mercy consumed them. And they started their own little healing apostolate called Christ Aid Kits. And you can find that at ChristAidKits.com. And on that is both of their testimonies through healing of Divine Mercy. And I you know, Jesus said there is no greater devotion than his mercy.
Yes.
To make a long story short, they now have 6 children. And they are a poster family for Catholicism and God's mercy.
Isn't that
Saint
beautiful,
Faustina,
Janet?
Is my daughter's best friend, and they are, you know, she says, my BFF. And I'll just, every day they find more connections to God's mercy in their life. When they got back together, Nikki became pregnant again, and her husband was still not really, you know, healed fully. Well, they have 2 little girls. The 3rd baby, who was born on St. Faustina's birthday,
oh my goodness,
was a little boy,
oh,
his first son. And that was my son-in-law's healing, was that little boy.
Isn't that
and
beautiful?
They nicknamed him Woodge. Out of nowhere, what's a Woodge? They just called him Woodge. Well, the other day, my daughter called me, and she said, Mom, I was listening to this tape. Do you know where St. Faustina grew up? And I said, where? And she said, Woodge.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Well, you know, the entire time you've been talking, Janet, as soon as you mentioned Divine Mercy, I got an anointing on that. And, you know, what great advice. And, Jim, I hope you and Cindy are still listening, because I think that, you know, God's giving you some direction right now on the way in which you can enter more deeply into prayer from Janet's testimony. And I want to mention that Kathleen has written a great book on God's Healing Mercy, Finding Your Path to Forgiveness, Peace, and Joy. God's Healing Mercy, Finding Your Path to Forgiveness, Peace, and Joy. A great book is available for you at EWTN's Religious Catalog. That's EWTNRC.com. You can get a copy there. And it would be a great book for you, Janet, I think, to give to Nikki and to for her and her husband to read together. But Jim, 3 times a day, face down, on the floor, praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet.
Wonderful.
It sounds beautiful. So, Janet, thank you so much. And this is see, this is what I love about radio, Kathleen, because we build each other up, right? I mean, we become part of this corporate work that God wants to do.
Absolutely. You know, I'm delighted to be on this program. I usually catch this program as I'm driving to church every morning, to my Mass every morning. And it's always, I receive a word through the program, Johnette.
Oh, thank you, Kathleen.
Listen, and I get in the parking lot early so I can continue to listen to the program every day. And I don't always catch the television programs, but I do catch the radio programs every morning on my way to Mass. And I'm always touched in some deep manner, really, for a word for the day through the program. So thank you for that.
Well, you're so welcome. It's such a grace, really. I tell the Lord that he's spoiling me. He spoils me. Let's go to Valentine in Miami, Florida. She is with us via Facebook. Good morning, Valentine.
How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Good. Thank you to both of you. I can't give you enough thanks for introducing us a few weeks ago to the Our Lady, the novena to Our Lady Undoer, Mary Undoer of Knots.
Yes.
I started the novena shortly after that radio program, And just to give you a brief background, for the last year or so, I've been employed, but at a place where I was commuting about 50 miles, and they were treating me very badly at work and disrespecting me and just not nice people. And I just kept taking it and taking it. I kept praying and praying and looking for new work. I applied to over 22 different places and nothing. And I'm trying not to cry because I'm on my way to a job interview right now because of that novena. Because of that novena, I finally got a job interview, and I'm very grateful to you for it and for Mary's mercy and for being so kind and good and getting me a job interview at a place that's only not too far away, not 50 miles away anymore, and I'm grateful for that. So thank you for encouraging your listeners to do this novena. You said it was efficacious and that some people have seen results before the end of the novena. And I'm here to tell you that, yes, I did see results. And here I am going to a job interview.
Oh, I couldn't be happier for you, Valentine. And, you know, it makes me so joyful because, you know, these prayers that we pray, they're not superstitious, right? And they're not an attempt to control the hand of God. These prayers that we pray with openness and receptivity of heart are an entering into the divine life itself and allowing the divine life to enter into us. And so when we do pray with that receptivity, then you know, mountains are moved. And I think that is, if you will, the key to praying well is receptivity. And it just occurs to me, you're on your way and, you know, you're calling us and we're here. And Kathleen, why don't you lead us in a prayer for Valentine and for this beautiful interview that she's going on, that God's will be done in it and through it.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you and thank you for what you have already done. And we ask you to send the Holy Spirit before Valentine to anoint and to open the minds and hearts of whoever she will be interfacing with in a few minutes, and that you would open the door so that she can walk through the door that you want her to walk through, so that she can be in your divine will. So we pray, Lord Jesus, through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary and through the power of the Holy Spirit, that Valentine will be under the anointing of the Holy Spirit as she is interviewed, and that she will be at peace, and that there will be a connection, if you will, if this be your will, that you show her the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, amen. Valentine, as Kathleen was praying, I saw two angels, one on each side of you, going with you.
I really want to thank you so much. And just one more brief thing I want to tell you is that I want to encourage everybody to look at the bright side of every bad situation, because there's no Easter without Good Friday. And the one good thing that I got out of this negative situation is that because I was working at a technology company, I had access to SiriusXM, and it was through SiriusXM that I found out about EWTN Radio at that place. So I am so grateful that even though they were mean to me and nasty, I got to find out about EWTN, and I became so much closer to Christ because I got to pray every morning on the way to work listening.
Oh, Valentine, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. And we do want to remind you, friends, you know, EWTN Radio is a grace in our day and time. Be sure to share with others about the affiliate that you're listening to or the means by which you're receiving this program today, because we certainly do want others to know that EWTN is here for them and that we're all here for each other, right? We're all here for each other. Well, Valentine, you know, you're going to have to call us and let us know how this goes.
I will. I really appreciate it. And thank you for your ministry. God bless you both. Thank you.
You're so welcome. God bless you, darling. Bye-bye now. Oh, boy. I'll tell you, I just love those praise reports, Kathleen. They just make me so glad.
I'm so glad that there's the program is here, that you're here to be able to, you know, help the people to share these praise reports, to share their burdens, to intercede for one another, and then to share the praise reports, because it goes full circle. And it's very, very edifying. And that's what we're here for, to build up the body of Christ. And that's what's happening through your program.
Well, thanks. And, you know, we're really right down to 90 seconds here. So I want to send out an invitation to all of you. First of all, I want you to get out to EWTN's religious catalog, EWTNRC.com. Put in Kathleen's name, Beckman, B-E-C-K-M-A-N, Kathleen Beckman. Her books will pop up, and the shows that she's been on will pop up too. And you're going to see that there's a whole bunch of programs that Kathleen has been our guest for on our Women of Grace television program. Get out there, check that out. We want you in Lafayette. We want you there. The seminar is next Thursday, June 20th, with Kathleen Beckman, our presenter. Women, God's Weapon Against Evil, and the retreat begins Friday on June 21st, and that is Embracing the Holy Duet, Mary and the Holy Spirit. And we've got our Young Women of Grace retreat that is on Saturday as well. All of the info at womenofgrace.com. Get out there, check it out, do more than that, register, join us there, and see what God has in mind for you. I can tell you, it's a wallop of a blessing. Until we're together again, may the abundant life of Jesus Christ be yours. Kathleen, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
And thank all of you for listening. God bless you. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Bye-bye now. Mm-hmm.